selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. You know, okay, it's actually just so funny because what I love about Shopify is no matter how huge and massive you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control, yes, daddy, and take your business to the next level because we're business women. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/bookclub. That's shopify.com/bookclub, all lowercase. Shopify.com/bookclub.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
That knocking at the door, it's all your friends, you filthy whore. Your husband's gone and we've got books and a bottle of wine to kill.
It's Hollywood,
it's books,
it's gossip,
I'm shook.
It's memoirs,
it's martinis,
it's Studio 54,
it's
Celebrity Book Club.
Come read it while it's hot.
Celebrity Book Club.
Tell your secrets, we won't talk.
Celebrity Book Club.
No boys are allowed.
Celebrity Book Club.
Club. Buzz me in, I brought the Cuervo.
Hey, best friend!
How the hell are you?
Good, happy Monday friggin' afternoon to you.
You're looking totally back to school vibes with your outfit today. It's giving in 13 Going in 30 when Jennifer Garner does the redesign of a magazine and is like, no one wants to look at sad models. They want to look at happy people, and just makes like the most Kohl's like back to school catalog photo shoot.
The way she was so trad in that movie. Because she was like, actually, it's not about drugs and being thin, it's about babies and the suburbs
and varsity jackets. Anyway, you're wearing kind of like a totally faded polo rugby shirt.
Big faded polo rugby, blue American jeans by Calvin Klein. I'm feeling super classic today because, first of all, it's finally fall. Thank you very much.
Finally, the weather in New York, I have to say, I think it's one of our best Septembers yet. Okay, because sometimes I feel like it's so 90 for so long and still humid. And I just feel like there's been a crispness.
I mean, I forgot there were seasons, darling. I mean, as we all know, climate change, it's awful in the world.
It's awful.
And, you know, every year goes by and the summer is a little bit longer and a little bit hotter. And we kind of get used to the 90, the 95, the shorts.
Even to October. You know, I remember working in a virtual reality festival in early October in Staten Island. And I was sweating in the Microsoft booth. But I was like, oh, I have to, like, dress semi-professional, as in just, like, wear pants. And I just remember being so sticky in my polo and pants in the Microsoft tent.
No, we don't think about the people who are affected by climate change. People who have to work booths.
Sometimes you're like, oh, people outdoor, who live on coasts or in the Philippines or, you know, in more kind of tropical temperatures. But what about conventions and booths?
People of booth experience in the Northeast during these long, hot summers. Are you still reeling from our insane dinner at L'Avenue at Saks Fifth Avenue?
Yeah, sorry. It is a little crazy just be so, like, act like everything is just how Which, it was we, last week.
We'll talk about this in the VIP lounge, but yes, we did have
To give you a taste, if you aren't a subscriber yet, we went to L'Avenue Saks.
An exclusive restaurant on the top floor of Saks Fifth Avenue that was closed down for our pleasure.
But it was still like open because there were still like insane women there with like so there many was, cat faces.
There was insane like Upper East Side plastic surgery faces that were leaving the restaurant as we were entering, but...
Right, we got to stay there later.
Yeah. Feels like they were like, why are all these like kids and like SoundCloud rappers like coming in? We need to go.
I've literally never felt more fabulous.
No, that's not true. What about on your wedding day?
I mean, my wedding day at the court in Pensacola. No, I mean, I would say walking into Saks, like when we were all fiending for a Mickey Blanco's omelet.
No, then it did get like a little bit more post-apocalyptic when it was very like we weren't getting served food. But we'll save
Anyway, I just want to give everyone a taste. Yeah. Anyway, so that's what you have to look forward to. But, you know, I would say we were quite a little bit indulgent this weekend.
We were. Perhaps a little bit too indulgent. You know, that's life. But... It was very...
We were due for a reset.
We were absolutely due for a reset, and I was absolutely due to reverse my diabetes. And in order to do that, we had to go back to the start, you know, go back to those ancient, ancient traditions and foods.
You know, people talk about paleo.
Yeah.
And the caveman diet.
Yeah.
You know, and searching for meat and rah, 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 you know, mm-hmm. I'm going to eat a reindeer rare.
Sure.
But before that...
Right.
It was nuts.
It was plants.
Berries. Plants.
I mean, okay, I wasn't there in Neanderthal times.
Same. And of course, we read the Bible, and there was a lot of, like, gorgeous meat recipes in that.
There was a lot of gorgeous meat.
But again, that was in, like, prehistoric times. Like, what were dinosaurs eating?
Well, honey, dinosaurs were eating each other.
Oh, they were cannibals?
Yes. that's the scientific term.
Danimals?
No, I mean, some were herbivores. But in any event, I mean, yes, meat can be ancient in a way, fine. But meat can also be bad. And the non-meat diet is also known as the plant-based diet. And it is one that our mayor of New York City, Eric Adams, is a huge fan of.
Guess I'm bearing the lead here. Okay, yeah. We read...
Healthy at last.
A plant-based approach to preventing and reversing diabetes and other chronic illnesses
by Eric. Eric Adams.
Mayor Eric Adams, former borough president.
Who was borough president of Brooklyn when he wrote this and published this and was just running for mayor at this time.
You know, because we've read books by politicians and we've read children's books by politicians, but we haven't read a cookbook and health book by a borough president.
A lifestyle, a cultural history book, and a cookbook. By a borough president turned mayor. It is so insane to write this book. Like, politicians are always coming out with books, like, right before they run for a big office. It's almost always a memoir. Sometimes it's more of, like, a manifesto about their platform, like, their political platform some way. You know, Elizabeth Warren has, like, a fighting chance or whatever.
Right.
You know, Barack Obama has his memoirs.
Right, to show his writing so where he came from.
Right.
Or, you know, it's the memoir after you leave the office.
Right. But never do you run for office.
And
the year before, like, the big year when your big book's supposed to come out that announces who you are, you come out with a diet and lifestyle book.
Like, I'm really trying to rack my brain here. Arnold Schwarzenegger, no. Reagan, no. And not even a wife, not even a first lady.
No. This is Eric.
This is Eric. Okay, and this is also the modern times we live in. Like, this in a way is his manifesto.
It is a manifesto.
Because it's about reversing diabetes.
It is about reversing diabetes, and I mean, I was like, this book is very interesting. I think there are a lot of political threads here that, absolutely, like, factor into how he views the world, like, as a former cop. So for those of you who don't know, New York City is... Many call it the crossroads of the world.
It's super diverse. And there's a huge police force. And Eric Adams is...
A former cop and now is our mayor. And he won election last year in a crowded Democratic primary.
Super crowded. And everyone was saying, oh, go Maya Wilkes.
Maya Wiley. There was
who
kind
is
of...
Maya Wilkes? Sound like an author?
I think you're just making people up.
Okay. Anyway, she lived in Dimas and she went to the same bagel place as me.
My Wiley, yeah.
Yeah.
There was like a big like push for the wood of the like the sort of leftist progressive kind of would be. And they kind of was a lot of like no one could really like rise to the top. And then the cop won.
And everyone, I feel like the kind of the center lib parents really wanted Catherine Garcia, who was like head of like the trash union.
Former trash. And then me, like former Scott Stringer employee, was being like, everyone vote for my friend
for
Scott.
For my friends, like my dad's friend. Everyone's like, no.
And then he got me too'd, like during the campaign.
And then like that other woman.
And then Maya Wiley was trying to be the one who was the most just like Ditmas and like normal,
right,
MSNBC,
granola.
Like granola, like TP for the 7-year-old named Langdon in the guest room.
But then of course she got like 2% of the vote. Anyway, yeah. Eric Adams
is our mayor.
Is our mayor.
Is vegan. He is very into crypto.
You know, he's the modern mayor in this way where I feel like it's like this is his Gotham now. He's pro nightclubs, but he's also like pro condo.
Yeah.
But is anti fast food.
Yeah, I mean, he's like Bloomberg, but having a lot more fun.
Yeah, he's Bloomberg at the club.
Yeah.
And like his suits are also very tailored. And he is a member of the Bond Club.
And he always goes to Osteria La Baia.
And there was a viral video a few months ago of him and Cara Delevingne where he's
like
just...
I feel like he was at La Venue at Saks like in that video.
And he's just standing still. And I feel like that was the first video also where people were like, wait, Cara Delevingne like, has a problem and is like a huge meth head alcoholic.
Yeah.
And she was like,
she was like
crazy,
gyrating like on the mare.
And he's just kind of like, okay.
Cool, got it.
So Eric Adams is not married, but he has a long-term life partner. De facto.
He always uses these phrases. He's always just like, my better half.
Yeah,
like,
my lady.
My lady.
Tracy. And she is like head of like the superintendent of all New York City public schools or something like that.
Was she that before?
Yeah. Okay. Before, because he's like, you think my job is hard? Well, Tracy's job is even harder. She works 12 hours a day. And when we like reverse.
Wait a minute. I thought Tracy was his sister.
What? Tracy is his lover.
But he goes on it with his sister.
No, that's his girlfriend.
Wait a minute. Okay,
wow.
Now. Okay, wait. This is changing the book a little bit.
Because they live together and you were like, wow, he lives with his sister. Why are they like.
No, but he was like, and I call my sister because we do everything together.
No, that's his girlfriend. He also gets his sister and his mom in the diet, but Tracy is his girlfriend.
Okay. So anyway, the premise of the book is our vegan crypto mayor. He is he's like a 40-something borough president and he's overweight and he goes to the doctor and they're like, you have diabetes.
And he prefaced it by being like, you know, in my family, it was just a ticking time bomb. Like everyone had diabetes.
Yes.
And kind of talking about how a lot of Black people are prone to diabetes.
The black community, diabetes is a huge issue and heart disease and obesity and early death. And he talks about, you know, the confluence of factors, socioeconomic and the health disparities that contribute to this and also diet. Okay, this is his girlfriend, Tracy.
Yeah. Oh,
okay, she's gorgeous.
And they're at the Met Ball. And if you look at their insane outfits, like he's in this kind of like tree of life tux.
Yeah.
And her dress has some text that says, like...
It has text. It looks like it just has this kind of, like, gorgeous fern growing over it. They both kind of have that Halloween of the cheeks that people who are vegan get, which also Mark Cuban has and Moby has, and which I may start to have as I am now plant-based after reading this book starting yesterday.
So, let's get into it.
But hold on. I want to just finish describing this book for a second. But wait, because this is actually what converted me and I was like so shocked by it. So blah, blah, blah. He goes to the doctor and they're like, you have diabetes. And basically like you're just going to have diabetes forever now. You may go blind. Like you're going to need to take this medication forever.
He wakes up literally blind one day.
Like, yeah, he's like, I was
semi-blind
in my right
eye.
Which
I was like, I don't know if you're fully blind, but he was like, I woke up blind. And he tells this story about how like they went to like a family gathering once and like his mom left her diabetes pills and they were like, who has one? And like everyone had one.
Oh no, like everyone starts shaking the pills. And he's like, in my family, like everybody in our community, we just called it sugar. So he goes to the doctor. They tell him his diabetes. So he decides, he like does his own research or whatever. And he looks up this plant-based diet and he like discovers that there was this tribe in Uganda that who had like had zero instance of heart disease, and they like did not eat meat. So he's like, I'm just going to try this plant-based diet. 3 months go by. He comes back to the doctor.
Well, he also goes to this insane lecture in Cleveland.
He goes to the lecture in Cleveland.
With, and he tells his girlfriend who...
Yes.
Stephen read his sister, which... I don't know what's going on in your family.
I don't want to...
Okay.
let's not go there.
Okay. And so he goes to Cleveland with his lover because he says, me and Tracy, we do everything together.
Okay, this is making more sense that it is lovers and not sister.
Yeah, he wasn't just like, me and my sister went to Cleveland together. And they go home, and so they just get out trash bags. And they just start throwing out, which is also, I feel like, the classic thing in any diet where it's like you go through all your cupboards and you throw at everything that like doesn't fit in it. And he's like, they're throwing out. And they come home and they see, he describes it as piles of Big Mac boxes. So that is the other thing about this is like, it's also not like I would say he was just being like steakhouse and like big steak every night, which he obviously like was, but it was like also a lot about him being addicted to fast food to calm him down as a cop.
Yeah, because he was a cop, and you're a cop, you're always like in the squad car driving around at 3 a.m.
You know, honk piggies getting, but also
piggies go to their trough at 3 a.m.
ACAB stuff. It's very like him admitting, just being like, yeah, and the stress of just like being an evil cop every day. Like, I did calm myself down with like Wendy's, and then I would like get home and I would have like a bucket of KFC and like,
no,
and
you know,
then I would have Pizza Hut.
You know, you mow down a homeless person.
You need some Pizza Hut.
Exactly.
After.
You got to roll over to BK. You got a Whopper.
He also kept on talking about how he was like always just like going to delis. And I was like, where? Because there was a huge confusion about where Eric Adams lived.
Yeah.
And everyone was like accusing him of only living in New Jersey.
He was like, no, reporters come over to my house. And they go over to his house. And it looks like this house has been like so staged. And it was just like.
And one like, bed.
It was like one bed. And it was just like all the books were like thrown in the shelves. But like backwards and like side to side. Like some of the books were just
like. And he's
like,
really trying to prove in this book in the beginning of like how he's so New York. And like he's like, so I'm always at the bodega. And here's the thing. When you can only shop at bodegas because I live in New York City as a bodega goer,
right,
is that there's actually not a lot of fresh vegetables at bodegas. And you're like, okay.
No, I yeah. mean...
Right, you're not driving home to New Jersey to like a huge supermarket.
The
totally.
Simplicity of some of the descriptive sections of this book where he's just like, sometimes at a bodega, it's hard to find fruits other than Welch's fruit snacks or a fruit-based candy or Sour Patch Kids or a fruit ice cream. And you can't actually find any fresh fruits, which you actually need to go to places like supermarkets to find.
And he's like, sometimes actually at bodegas, you can find small packages of almonds, which are a nut. And they're sold in small deli packages. Again, I live in New York City. I go to delis.
Okay, so he may or may not live in New York. However... He goes and plant-based diet. Here's
Do you
the part-
think him and Tracy really, I guess this is totally new to you, by the way, that like he has a girlfriend. When he said me and Tracy do everything together, I was like, I don't believe that.
Oh, like you're not seeing her around?
I guess yeah. Now there are these photos of them, like the Met Ball, but I'm like, I feel like I'm constantly seeing photos of Eric Adams like
not with
around,
her
not with the girlfriend.
Yeah, I think she's going to bed and he's like whining and dining so many realtors at Osteria La Vaya.
Right, and this again is him proving that like...
Men are dogs.
that they have this amazing relationship that they, you know, do together.
Although I could see it as like maybe they were a little bit more of like a unit before and now he's just so busy.
TFW, your man stops being borough president.
Yeah, and it's just like, now he has no time for you.
So 3 months later, he goes to the doctor. The doctor's like, whoa.
He's down 30 pounds.
Was also, by the way, a shock of this book, is that like the whole thing is about, it's really not about like losing millions of pounds. Like when I started this, I thought he was going to lose 90 pounds. It's really about him losing 35 pounds,
yeah,
but reversing diabetes.
Yeah, okay, well, you just gave away, like, the huge part of it, but yes, okay.
I mean, we're having a... Okay, you're the one on your period today. Lily, let me finish describing the book. Lily, you gave it away.
Well, this is the exciting part that makes the book, like, such a page-turner. Because it's like, he goes back to the doctor, and he loses, as what you're calling, the 35.
The 35.
And the doctor goes, I've never seen diabetes medication work this well. Your A1C levels are down. They were like through the roof before his like blood sugar levels. And now he goes, it's like you were never even diabetic. He goes, how did you do it? And then Eric Adams goes, I stopped taking the medication 2 months ago.
And the doctor's like, what?
Jaw on the floor. And he's like, you literally reversed your diabetes just by eating plants.
Just plants.
And like, you know, I read that.
And nuts.
And nuts.
And spices.
And spices. But like, literally go. So then he like gets his mom on it and like she's 87 and dying or whatever. And he like flips her around and like.
And then also I think his sister.
And then his sister who he's not dating.
And his girlfriend, Tracy. She used to come home after 12-hour days at the superintendent office, and they would just flop on the couch. And he said, now, she says, Eric, what do you want to do to
me? Yeah. Okay, wait. This makes so much of a sense, because I was just, okay, I was thinking, I was just like, wow, sister and brother, and they're going to this, like, a live podcast or something. They're going.
And every night his sister's like, wait, what's up? What do you want to do tonight?
Like, do you want to, like, go to Gowanus?
I know. When he said that, knowing his girlfriend, I was still like, wow, well, what did you do?
What are their activities?
Yeah.
Well, he drinks.
He does drink. So let's, I would love to read the drinking passage.
Oh my God, the passage on alcohol?
So what about alcohol? Because that's a question in everyone's mind. You know what I mean? Everyone knows that water is good for us. But what about alcohol? It seems every other day there's a new study saying a glass of wine per day is good for us. Or that it's terrible for us. The truth is, we don't know for sure. It's like, well, I actually do think we know, but the science is clear that too much alcohol is very bad for us, raising the risk of everything from heart disease to obesity to breast, colon, and pancreatic cancers. To be on the safe side, I try to avoid alcohol except for special occasions, when I like to sip some single malt whiskey, politician stuff. Now, here's the best line in the book. So if you're hankering for a beer, maybe try making a smoothie instead.
Which, I love it. I'm going with Tracy. I'm rolling up at this Gowanus like meadery.
Like I'm getting a smoothie.
I'm going
and
bowling
baked beans.
With like three other realtors.
We're going to like the Gowanus shuffleboard.
Everyone's
club.
Getting a beer, and I'm like, can y'all do a smoothie?
Also, what I really want to start doing is like the triple smoothie. Is like, okay, you've had like you have one smoothie. Everyone else is still grabbing beers. You're like, you know what? Let's do another smoothie.
Yeah. Smoothies all around.
Okay, boys, yeah, they're still going out. Yeah, you're in your fifth smoothie of the night. You're like, let's switch it up. I want to do beets. I'll tell you my smoothie recipe that I usually do.
Okay, I'm all ears.
Almond milk. Frozen blueberries. Mm-hmm. Chia seeds. A little bit of cinnamon, which Eric Adams says is one of the only spices he
I'm
used
just like,
before
you're being
this
so
diet.
Lisa Rinna, and it's like 8:10 a.m. and you're just like, cinnamon powder.
Literally, yes. And then I'll throw in one of our former sponsors.
Athletic Greens.
I'll throw in Athletic Greens. Did I already say chia seeds? Sometimes I'll do a frozen banana also in there.
Whoa, damn.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, I am Lisa Rinna, and I'm like, I'm my huge island, and I'm whipping up a smoothie. But here's the thing about smoothies is Eric Adams says that he'll have a smoothie in the morning, and it keeps him full till lunch. Whenever I have a smoothie, mm-hmm. I am pretty hungry.
Immediately?
Hour after.
Okay.
And I know some people put like peanut butter or more like insane powders in there, but I feel like it's not.
Well, but this comes back to this is a broader lifestyle thing. I think it's like if you're so used to your extremely heavy Italian 9/11 cop diet. Okay, wait, the 9/11 pasta scene no. Where he's like, after 9/11, we come into the one Italian restaurant that was open in Lower Manhattan, covered in ash and like dead yeah. bodies
at 4 a.m.
And we get like huge, big, rubbery garlic dead
he's like,
pasta.
They would welcome us. Us with open arms, and we'd be getting veal parm, chicken parm, rigatoni, baked rigatoni, lasagna. So I was wondering, do you think that he's referring to Forlini's? Because which isn't open for 24 hours.
Oh, but for cops?
But for cops, I feel like they were.
Because it's right next to the police station.
And he says it was on Canal, and I feel like he's just kind of...
Oh, he says it? Oh, I'm sure it literally was
Yeah, it
Forlini's.
Has to be. And Forlini's always had that...
R.I.P.?
thing outside that said, like, Forlini's is a place for, like, judges and cops. Yeah. Which also makes sense. I feel like people were, of course, tweeting after, like, the full flow of Forlini's tweets that were like, say Forlini's, where's old New York? And then people were like, wow, stop celebrating, like, a racist cop bar.
A cop haven. I mean, it's, like, in Central Booking, so...
Yeah.
Okay, all right, two big sort of cultural issues we need to discuss. So, first of all, this book was published in Britain. And I don't know if you caught that, but this book constantly uses British vocabulary.
I guess as a non-British speaking person, I didn't catch that.
You're joking. You did not notice that it keeps referring to weight in stone. And it'll just be like, I was 35 pounds or 3 stone. And you didn't notice that he, like, refers to, like, the prices of bananas in pounds.
I guess I did notice that, but I was like, oh, he's just being, like...
He calls an elevator a lift. He'll just be like, why, like, don't take the lift, take the stairs.
Okay, the stone thing, I was taking that, honestly, as, like, way more, like, health book in way where it's like everything is like trying to confuse you a little bit, where it's just being like milliliters and Cavalieri is always like, yeah, no, measure like 2 centimeters of oat milk.
Anytime you see the metric system, you're like, that's the health industry trying to confuse you.
That's, I mean, literally. They are, and that's why no one's losing weight. It's like, sorry, Americans like me know inches and pounds, okay? When you start putting so many crazy little numbers in there. Okay.
There's literally all this random... He says, like, just like you need to fill up your body, like, fill up your car with petrol, you need to fill up your body with, like, fruits and vegetables.
You know, it's so funny what we each get and what we each are confused by, you know, whereas... I didn't get the stones and the British speak. And then you're kind of missing the...
I'm thinking that his girlfriend is his sister. Okay, so then if you
left
look...
Left brain, right brain.
So if you look and then you see that the book actually was published by Bluebird, an imprint of Macmillan UK. And it's like, so this is just... This is what I do not understand is why this book by a New York City mayoral candidate... And like this book is specifically basically speaking to a Black American audience, like that he... Time and again, he's like, that is who he's talking about. And he's literally a local American political candidate. Why was this published in the UK? Like, that to me, there is something shady going on there. And I'm like, the reason I can think of is maybe it's because he needed this book to come out before he was running for mayor. And, like, the American, like, queue was, like, too full for books. And, like, but the British...
And this
needs
to happen
like,
fast.
I don't think it needs to happen fast. Or there's some other really random tax reason. Because it is also so him how he like doesn't actually live in New York and he like
right.
lives
and
in New
like,
Jersey.
Oh, no, I love bodegas. I buy everything I buy at a bodega costs $3. And and my girlfriend and I do everything with each other.
And she's like, totally not my sister. I'm just like, yet another... I mean... He just is so
random. He's so random and spy. And I
and
do
spy,
feel
and,
like...
But he's also so Trump and just, like, hiring all his friends. And he's just like,
yeah,
I you?
Right, because, like, his brother is, like, his head of security and...
Yeah, and, like, he's hired, like, his best friend or something. He'd be, like, head of the schools or something.
He doesn't even feel, like, almost even, like, New Jersey to me. And we'll obviously get into this. How does he live? But, like, he feels, like, almost a little more cartoon character where I feel like he does have, like, a set of buttons that can, like, do powerful things. I guess my other theory... Well, this is... Maybe this is what's British. Instead of saying food desert...
He says food
swamp. Which sounds so British. Like, hey, you live in a food swamp.
Yeah, it's really, really cockney random.
Oh, and just like, by the way, do come to our London show. Oh, October 18th.
October 18th. Get those tickets, mate. Link in the board.
Food swamp. And that feels a little British and kind of the, like, you know, I applaud you if you do stop drinking soda, but it's a little like, now if you do drink soda, like, check yourself.
But I do feel like so much of the current language on food is very, like, all, or at least in, like, liberal, because now it's, like, conservatives are anti-seed oil and liberals are so, like, you know.
Being, like, not.
I think liberals are more like Trader Joe's yogurt covered pretzels, like sweets, like pizza, more frozen foods, and like do anything you want.
You're saying conservatives are being more, well, I feel like conservatives are being, new conservatives are more just like Jay Cutler, like cuts, just like.
They're like, maybe that's more paleo. But I guess I'm saying like in terms of the like, I mean, Eric Adams' argument is that all animal-based product is bad.
Right,
is,
and, like, he's saying that, wait, that anecdote was amazing where he's, this book is also, I found it where it's just being like, in a way it's written where you're kind of like, okay, fiber, and I feel like he's copying and pasting a little, and then he'll say an insane anecdote from a cop. You're kind of like, okay, I'm reading a health book, and then he's like, my friend Larry had been on the force for 87 years, and he loved seafood. And for every meal he would have lobster, snow crabs, scallops, shrimp, and more lobster.
And it's just like, and he thought that seafood was healthy and like had no calories. And it's just like, he's having like so much absolutely bathed in butter.
Yeah, and like, it's the most like
fried scallops.
Butter. And he's like, so it actually turned out that
he had stage 3 diabetes.
Yeah, and then he had a heart attack and did die. And he was only 53. And you're like, this book is just only in extremes. And he's like, either you're a cop like eating a crab boil in your car,
yeah,
then getting Burger King, like, or actually, like, you can only have
plants and smoothies for the rest of your life.
Right.
Celebrity Book Club.
This episode is sponsored by ZocDoc.
You're trying to find a cause for your symptoms.
Achy back, headache, runny nose, itchy eye, wart on my genitals.
So let me guess, you stumble down a TikTok rabbit hole full of questionable advice from so-called experts.
Suddenly I have cancer? No thank you.
There are better ways to get the answers you want and the care you deserve from trusted professionals and not random people on the internet. Though randoms, I love you, and my TikTok addiction, yeah, it stands.
But I'm sorry, Lily, you shouldn't be getting medical advice from some girl in her grandmother's basement in Toronto.
ZocDoc helps you find expert doctors and medical professionals that specialize in the care you need and deliver the type of experience you want.
That's right. Ditch the talk, get the doc. ZocDoc is the only free app that lets you find and book doctors who are patient-reviewed, take your insurance, are available when you need them, and treat almost every condition under the sun.
No more doctor roulette or scouring the internet for questionable reviews. With ZocDoc, you have a trusted guide to connect you to your favorite doctor you haven't met yet.
I love a trusted guide, like the time I climbed to Machu Picchu on the Inca Trail with a team of Sherpas. Millions of people use ZocDoc's free app to find and book a doctor in their neighborhood who is patient-reviewed and fits their needs and schedule just right. So find your Sherpa at ZocDoc.com. Go to ZocDoc.com/bookclub and download the ZocDoc app for free.
Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. Slay. Many are available within 24 hours. That's ZocDoc.com/bookclub. ZocDoc.com/bookclub.
Ditch the talk. But something struck me was like the cultural argument. I was like, okay, well, maybe if someone finds that the historical argument that he's making like effective and interesting, like maybe that's useful. And like, as Al Sharpton also, there's another one with the hollow cheeks.
Yeah. Well, and
who's lost a lot of weight.
Another one who he references. Bill.
Oh, de Blasio?
Clinton.
Oh, God. Bill, of course. Yeah. Okay.
And he talks about, well, you know, Bill now has, you know, wakes up and he has my Lisa Rinna smoothie.
Yeah.
And Bill now is also hollow.
Yeah. Hollow cheeked. But is not dead. But Al Sharpton is also like, no, I'm not going to be on the slave diet. Like, I am going to have like, and like now, and like how he like, Al Sharpton takes Pete Buttigieg to Sylvia's to like show him like what not to eat, but then Pete Buttigieg like is having,
of course, that Pete is like meeting Al Sharpton at Sylvia's and like kind of eating the fried chicken and, but also kind of not on leaving.
Yeah. Anyway, it's sketchy that this book is British. But okay, but then also the part where he was like, and kale was brought to Africa by the colonizers, and he's like, but then he's like pro kale, and I'm like, you could just as easily say, well, then kale's bad because it's like colonizer
right.
food.
colonizer kale.
That's why it's just like, I think we should like leave the culture arguments at the door when we're talking about the healthy choices that we're making.
Well, it's also like this thing of being like, no, don't like eat this cultural food that's like heartwarming to you because like of
it's actually like a bad story. It's like you could just find a good or bad story about anything because everything is always like absorbed and you can make new meaning out of foods all the time.
Like, I definitely understand his argument, but it's also like, well, then to like ignore all this like culturally important food and be like, it's all bad, never eat it, like seems extreme.
Well, yeah, it's because it's just a little bit arbitrary how you're making a different story of it. I mean, the fact of the matter is, a ton of fried meat all the time bathed in salt and sugar is bad.
Bad for you. And if you're a cop and you eat it 900 times a day, followed by 4 a.m. Italian.
It's like, for the most part, he might be right. So I'll say this. I started the plant-based diet yesterday.
Okay.
I feel amazing.
I was already like eye-rolling back in my head of you like having like one apple and being like, my life.
Okay, well, I'm sorry.
Changed.
Okay, well, why don't you know you try it and then you make fun of it because it's actually working for me.
Okay, sure.
And it's reducing inflammation in my body and I'm feeling like I have more energy. I made a beautiful lentil dinner last night.
Okay, tell me how you prepared it.
I made the lentils in water.
Mm-hmm.
And I made a side saute of onions, pepper, garlic, a ton of red wine vinegar, and fresh basil from my basil plant that I grow.
From your garden.
From my garden.
Yeah.
From my indoor garden, my hydroponic garden. It's not hydroponic. And then fresh tomatoes that I like arranged like just on top of the kind of presentation at the end.
No, I'm so supportive of your plant-based diet because I have also today.
Oh,
not only started the plant-based diet.
You had your Lisa Rinna smoothie this morning.
But
this morning I had cashew yogurt, which I'll admit it's not as nice as Greek yogurt.
Wait, so did you start the plant-based at night or what did you have in the morning?
In the morning, I just had like a handful of nuts.
and
a seltzer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nuts and a seltzer. And then nothing till the lentils?
I had hummus and some crackers, which were vegan.
Okay. Amazing.
And then some like sweet red peppers.
I love that.
Yeah. Thank you.
I was in a way, so I honored like Southern traditions, and I had Annie's mac and cheese yesterday for
part
breakfast.
Of your rich cultural heritage.
My black cultural
growing
heritage.
Up in Cambridge, Massachusetts,
which is
your
Annie's
ancestors ate Annie's.
And then for an early dinner, I had my girlfriend and I got Tibetan, and I would say everything was so plant based except for the lamb. you know, we got like a tali. So
it almost
like,
cancels out the lamb.
It literally does because there was like a little thing of rice and then just steamed greens and then some like pickled arrowroot beets, lentil soup.
Arrowroot beets.
I'm actually just guessing it was arrowroot. It was like a white, maybe it was some sort of radish. It was like a crisp, sauce,
but like some sort of
radish.
Root veggie.
Yeah. And then beets and then a lentil soup. And then in one, you know, side, there was some lamb. So you know what I mean? It was basically plant-based.
And that's one of the things Eric Adams says is he's like, maybe start with meatless Mondays. Like, just start having a little bit less meat in your diet. He's like, you don't have to go cold tofurkey at once.
And he says, you know, also, tofu, just open your mind.
Yeah.
A lot of his tips are open your mind. You know, he would say tofu. I'd be like, that's disgusting.
Well, he like keeps like writing this specifically for his community again, right. Which is why it's so weird that it's published in Britain.
By Hay House.
Because he's just like, I know you love this whole food. And so just right. Like a little less whole food on Wednesday and like maybe some more vegetables on Thursday. You're like, okay, I'm sorry.
I'll have tofu. Tofu.
Tofu. Okay, but the part where he's like, I don't trust oil. And he's like, actually, olive oil? He's like, sorry, it's good. Like people say it's a good fat. Honey, that's too much fat.
He also says, okay.
I'm like, I can't go vegan with no.
That's a segue. And I think I'm going to bring out I made one of his recipes.
Okay. Those are the book.
This is a huge reveal.
The back of the book has some incredible recipes.
I was going to say, it's because I thought this was actually going to be, this whole book was going to be a lot of recipes. It's really, the recipes are at the end. And he also says, not only does he trust oil, he doesn't trust recipes.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't trust recipes. Like, why do I need to follow this thing? But he's like, but I do have recipes in this book. It's like also so random, an evil politician of him. And he's like, there are recipes in this book and you can follow them, but like mostly just like do your own research online. And it's a lot about doing your own research online. And then, you know, come up with your own stuff and get comfortable.
But like when he says, there are plenty of ways to cook without oil. I love to saute my vegetables, but instead of oil, I use water, stock, or wine. If I'm baking bread, I use applesauce, a squashed banana, or a sweet potato.
But he's saying stock, so he's saying vegetable stock, not chicken stock.
And the next time I make lentils, I'm going to use vegetable stock because yeah. I will say they were tasteless.
and so I guess let's get into it.
So what recipe did you make?
So I made, as an Italian, I was like, because there's a lot of stuff in here when I was choosing what to make. Like vegans, I would say love cashew. Like, it's all about cashews.
I have to say, the cashew yogurt I had this morning was gross.
And I remember there's that pizza place, Screams or whatever, that's, like, vegan pizza. And, like, it's all cashew-based.
And, like, there was so much cashew shit in Kristen Cavallari's cookbook that was also gross.
Well, so this is what I found while cooking through his cookbook. It's exactly the same as Kristen Cavallari's cookbook. And it's weird because it's almost exactly 1 year ago today that we did Kristen's cookbook.
Okay, chills.
Yeah, little chills. So this is what frustrates me about like being plant-based or trying to be like healthy. There are recipes in this book that are just like a black bean salad or you're like actually using fresh vegetables. And he goes on this whole rant about how like, I have a friend who says she's vegan, but she just like goes and gets like cauliflower steaks and like fried cauliflower and like all those like nasty vegan like fried things. But then what he does and what Kristen does in this is pour cashews and oat flour in every fucking recipe. And yeah. It's like, stop with the oat flour.
Yeah.
So this features oat flour. This is a spicy quinoa meatball. It is quinoa. So I just made quinoa. You reserve it. Then it's onion, bell pepper, 2 jalapenos, carrot, parsley. Saute those. And again, he says, don't use any oil.
Right. Just use water the or water, wine.
No, he doesn't even say that. He says the water from the vegetables will like let it sweat out.
Wow.
As someone who's cooks, I just know that you can do that with mushrooms. You cannot do that with these vegetables.
Yeah.
Like it will just
burn. And be
so I put in olive oil. Sorry.
Beautiful olive oil.
Sauteed them. Then I added chopped spinach, fresh chopped spinach.
Okay. This is already incredible.
Parsley. About a cup of parsley.
Okay.
He calls for basil, but I didn't have any. Then you add the quinoa. Mix everything up. Then you remove it from the heat.
Is that when you form it into balls?
Then you add oat flour.
Okay.
And you're like, girl.
Must we?
So I took videos
What's
of all of this.
What's wrong with regular flour?
Because it's processed wheat.
Right.
And it's about like adding non-processed things to it. And he goes this whole thing about how like it actually has so much like salt and sodium.
I mean, oat doesn't grow in a powder, so that's processed
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I'm just like, y'all need to stop being so obsessed with oat.
No, I mean, the word processed at this point, it's very just like, what are we saying is not processed?
Well, and he calls that out
in
this
book. He's like, bread is processed, so you gotta bake it. You know what I mean? It's just like, so why is oat flour so much better than...
Right. It's not really explained. It's just because it's like not processed like white wheat. And so the moment I had all these gorgeous sauteed vegetables. And
you're
the
like,
moment
am I really going to destroy it without flour?
And I saw it made 20 meatballs. So I actually took out half the vegetables and the quinoa and just set it aside for kind of plant-based lunches for the rest of the week.
Okay.
And I put in the oat flour less than he called for. And you mix it up. And he says, it will start to bind if you need to add water. And I obviously knew it was going to need water. It's not just going to like these kind of non-oiled vegetables with oat flour is going to be like chunky monkey. So I added some water, start mixing, form them into balls. And then I bake them for 35 minutes at 400. Now he says to serve this in a sandwich with marinara or over pasta, or with your favorite tangy, spicy barbecue sauce, which I was surprised he even mentioned barbecue sauce because
it's so sweet.
So sweet.
So much sugar, yeah. I mean, ketchup is literally just sugar in a bottle.
So,
I mean, the part where he's also just like, what things to watch out for with sugar, he's like, some things call themselves sugar, or like, don't call themselves sugar, but they are. And then he lists them, and it's like, raw sugar, brown sugar. It's like, you know, I know brown sugar, sugar.
Yeah. And then he's like, maple syrup.
All right.
So I'll this, say, is this is, with
first
no
of all,
soft.
They're beautiful. I love the color. I'm grabbing it. Okay, it's got some good consistency. It's a little bit spongy, but it's definitely keeping its shape.
I was surprised that it kept its shape. And, you know, these, of course, are not hot anymore. And I wanted us to experience these without a sauce to get
Thank really, you, to really, the, really get yeah. the taste. Cheers.
So, cheers.
Hmm. Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's...
It's giving some spice.
It has an earthy kind of pesto flavor to it.
Mm-hmm.
Not too much heat. The texture is, it is definitely like a little bit
Oaty.
Spongy.
And just There's a wetness inside
yeah.
that I feel like is the kind of a little bit of the oat flour with water, like keeping it together. Mm-hmm. I mean, the spices I think are good. But the something about the texture is a little bit like, why?
It's almost gel-like, you know, yeah, like a facial gel.
Mm-hmm.
And the little bits of quinoa are actually doing a ton of the work, I think,
yes,
to
give it a little bit of the crunch.
To give it some crunch. And
I have to say, I was surprised when he said just half cup and I put in the half cup and it didn't even seem like that much quinoa in it. I think if I was to do this again, which
put
I
more
never
quinoa.
Will,
yeah.
I would do more quinoa.
I mean, this comes back to, I think, one of my biggest issues with vegan lifestyle. Yes, and now I am plant-based, right. And so I will be sort of exploring all my options. But the idea of trying to replicate meat-like
yes.
foods to create this sort of this clown well, show, this false, like fantasy of
that's
like
that's what I don't understand
of what meat what was like what you remember meat to be like and what we do with, you know, Satan burgers and the Beyond Meat movement.
Literally shames his friend in here. That's what I was saying, that he shames her for going to this restaurant that has all this like fried cauliflower pops,
and he's like, you know what, I just prefer like good vegetables, but if Satan's your thing, do that.
I love tofu.
I mean,
I
Yeah, tofu's great on its own. I don't need tofu to masquerade
yeah.
as a burger.
I hate, which is the one that's more grainy? Tempeh?
Yeah.
I hate tempeh. It tastes like dog food.
Tastes like cardboard.
The only thing he says in this recipe is he says, rub your fingers on a lime to avoid them like hurting.
It's like a weird like old wives trick.
Right, the jalapenos, because he says... And you'll see this when I throw these videos in the stories. Wear plastic gloves. And I was like, okay, here you are, advocating for single-use plastic.
Yeah. I mean,
while being plant-based.
He's deeply not, like, sustainable boots.
Missing the memo there.
I mean, he has this whole section where he's like, yeah, actually, like, it's way better for the environment to, like, go meatless. And it's like, yes, we all know that's true because livestock production is just, like, such a... has such a deleterious, like, impact on the environment. But, he obviously doesn't care about that.
No, I feel like hardly, that's kind of a throwaway. Like, he hardly mentions
yeah.
the environment in this.
It's really just about reversing your diabetes.
So I should probably share that a friend of the pod will call her Miss Diva Gardener.
Okay.
Met Eric Adams.
Oh, yeah.
He visited her garden. Well, here's some tea. They were like, the mayor's coming, and he was actually going to come way earlier. And she was like, the harvest isn't ready. It's June. And, of course, mayor's office, they were like, beep, beep. You know, Eric yeah. wants to see the
Eric
peppers now.
Well, Eric wants a photo op is
yeah.
what Eric wants.
Hello. So then he finally came in the fall, and he was so obsessed with her garden.
Yeah.
And
I mean, he was playing it up for the camera.
Wow. You don't think it was genuine?
No. Well, I love that she said that he was also just like, and from now on, like, is going to be the heart of the, like, rooftop gardening community. Like, before I came along, like, we didn't have this. Like, now, like,
we're going to have this on every
we're
building.
We're starting a new era. And she was just like, this program was initiated, like, before even, like, de Blasio, like, got in. Like,
yeah.
this is so many years in the making. And, like, he's just, like, walking in and just being like, yeah. under my administration.
He's like, yeah, I actually called for this to be built 3 months ago. And then they took a photo. I mean, she said he was very charming.
Although not as charming coming as Prince Charles.
As Prince Charles. And then I think they were going to make a smoothie, but then like there wasn't enough time.
There's never enough time for a smoothie. There's always time for a beer. What's insane about this book is he tells all these other stories of all these people who are like, it's not just him and his mom and his like friend Cliff and these other people. It's like the other people who are like at death's door and they start going plant-based and a week later, like all their numbers are better.
Either way, can't hurt.
No, absolutely. And this is why I'm trying it. And I'm really curious to see what happens. Because I really just want to stick to this. Because, okay, he has this phrase that I love where he's like, you can't eat anything that has a face or a mother.
Well.
Except kombucha.
Hello, I was about to say.
Because
I was sipping on a kombucha while I was making this. And I was like, I wonder what Eric thinks of kombucha.
Yeah. Does he think it's Livy? I don't think that he's like imagining plants in that way.
No, I don't think he's like my kombucha mother.
I don't think he has that like level of like philosophic interest in like...
And like plant mamas.
And, yeah.
Which is just funny because it's like that, right.
And the secret life of trees or whatever.
Secret life of bees and trees.
But I do feel like it could really have an amazing impact. And I'm excited. I'm also excited to continue to drink wine during this process.
And Renee. Classically, since you are a red-blooded cis American man, you are allowed to have 2 glasses of red wine a night.
Well, as my dad said, I'm actually allowed to have 3 martinis a night to keep my alcohol consumption under control.
And if you are born female, they really only recommend 1 glass of red wine, if you have to.
If you have to.
Yeah.
What about rosé?
Right. Does that not count? Because that's just bitch juice. Well, I'm so excited for you. I'm really, you know, I say I'm rolling my eyes. And of course, we're just here to joke.
No, I'm just curious to see because I'm curious to see how it affects my blood pressure. Like how it affects other sort of inflammation, my general level of tiredness, like, you know, all of the above.
Right. If you're going to get home and say to your brother... What are we doing tonight? Oh, by the way, his sister/girlfriend, she was pre-diabetic and now she's not.
Yeah.
So.
The reversal's incredible.
I don't know if I'm going to go plant-based, but I'm definitely going to go more...
Plant-focused.
Plant-focused.
Okay.
And cut out...
Anything
the 4 a.m. lasagnas.
Yeah. Maybe it's like nothing with a face or a mother after midnight.
I love that.
No,
yeah.
No faces or mothers after midnight.
Celebrity Book Club.
Hey, Clubberinos, make sure to listen to this week's VIP Lounge, where we'll be discussing Saks Fifth Avenue's top floor exclusive restaurant and seasonal decor ideas.
Excuse me, where on the list?
What about White Lights Pink Tree? Is that 2 Musgraves?
That is 2 Musgraves. Pink Tree, what? Yeah, no, I don't like that.
What about White Tree?
I like the White Tree or Black Tree or... What Melania Trump did, the red trees.
The blood, her blood red trees.
We call it the bleeding tree.
This would be so Riot Girl of you if it was red trees, all the decorations, tampons. But they look like snow.
To hear the whole thing, go to patreon.com/cbcthepod and subscribe.
Segment, love.
What does she eat?
What does she wear?
How does she live?
What does she eat?
Well, she's plant-based.
She's plant-based. Also, he talks about, and we're in the heart of Dumbo. We're just spitting distance to J Street and Borough Hall and, you know, where he used to really lay down the borough law. And he said the guys in the halal tricks every day say, what, Eric? No chicken and rice?
Right. And he started to feel like he was letting his community of truck drivers down.
I feel like I will let down communities of butchers and
when you stop
of mozzarella makers. The city, Bensonhurst, is going to feel
dip. They're going to feel the sting of your plant.
The economy will. He's juice in the morning.
Fruit in the morning. Multiple kinds of fruit.
He does say he has tons of beets. Here's my question. And his meal planning. That's where I was like, okay. He's like, yeah, I'm always... He's like, if you go to the bodega and you actually can get dried beans. And he's like, I'm always like soaking my beans. I just don't believe that. He's like soaking
Maybe
chickpeas.
Tracy's doing some soaking.
For like a stew.
The part where he's just telling you what to buy, it is so Lauren Conrad. Where he's like telling you like introduce yourself to vegetables. Do research on how to cook that vegetable to best maintain its nutrients. Take kale, for example. Find it in your market. Buy it. Bring it home. Study the best ways to cook it. It's just like...
That's what I'm saying. It's like, it's Conrad, it's Cavallari.
It's for an alien just being like, so if you want a vegetable, first you're going to get it to the supermarket. Then you're going to want to pick it up and put it in your hand.
Then you want to go home.
You're going to want to pay for it, then take it home. And then the part where he's telling you to buy shit and he's just like...
Yeah, he has a little chapter just called shopping. And he's like, this is feels more Cavallari. He's like... I love getting to know, like, markets in my neighborhood and, like, checking new markets out.
What he says, do you have a good set of knives? You'll need them to chop, mince, and dice all your favorite vegetables down to size.
Go online shopping for knives. Research knives.
This is explaining what a knife does.
And you're like, I mean, today I was like, God damn, I need to get to the knife sharpener. So it's dangerous. PSA for our listeners.
Is he living at Gracie Mansion? Just to get into where does he live?
Right.
I think he does. I feel yes. like him and
now
Blasio,
that he got the mansion, yeah. I think he's there with Tracy.
And they have a gorgeous set of Wusthofs that that Bill was also using.
And I bet also maybe he has some gorgeous Japanese pairing, vegetable pairing knives.
Yeah.
That he got as a gift from his sister.
I mean, he's
cousin.
Very luxury. I feel
like Wusthof is also that's kind of medium nice. I do feel like he has some crazy.
Oh, you think it's more
Japanese steel?
Okay, full one, and it's all one steel. It's one note or whatever. It's made from one continuous piece of ancient
one
steel.
One huge ancient steel.
I feel Gracie Mansion's just kind of boring, stately White House vibes. But
right, it's big couch, mahogany, heavy, heavy, heavy.
But are they bringing in so much of their art? And they have so many huge vases and
I don't think he's
bringing masks,
vases,
and massive paintings.
I think he's bringing paintings. Tracy is bringing in a few masks.
Yeah.
But also not that much personal stuff. I feel like he has one photo of his son somewhere.
When they did that, the story on the apartment where he obviously didn't live, it was so chaotic and crazy. And it was every room was a different color. And
it was a crazy Zillow that you find that you're damn, this place is crazy.
It's a little bit damn, you live like this.
Purple. And the bed was so high. And it's so much laundry on it.
Yeah. But I say that because it's he's so going to Osteria La Baia and he's going to Bond Street and then he's going to supper clubs and he's out till 3
a.m. I don't think he's decorating that much. There's a few paintings and some vases, but I don't
But I was don't you think his personal style is a little bit more gilded and golds and dark colors and maybe their bedspread is just
gold?
No, dark blue or black.
I feel old borough president, he had a black bedspread.
Okay.
But I do think it's maybe a cream, a beige.
A beige. Yeah. Maybe
more in the gold
now.
Era
yeah.
rather than black. I feel him as a 31-year-old cop definitely had a black comforter.
Covered in cum.
Yeah, and it was
And Whopper juice.
Do cops jerk off in the car waiting when they're on watch, do you think?
Yeah. I don't think
but
so.
But they're
because,
kind of on view, though.
Yeah, I don't think
with
so
the
because
cameras.
The cop uniform is really
so
a lot.
Buckles and
a,
cargos.
Cops are fat, so they're straining in their little uniforms. There's so many walkie talkies and packs and guns and cuffs. It's you can't get in there.
It's hard to do.
Yeah.
What does she wear? I mean,
she wears suits that are a little bit baggy because now she's so hollowed and vegan.
But they're although still pretty tailored. And
yeah, now
he
they're
usually
more tailored.
Is double-breasted. I feel like he's silk boxers.
Yes, absolutely silk boxers.
But I feel like he also has some tidy whiteys, and he kind of puts them on. And when he lost weight, was
you're so nasty.
Not bad, Eric. Okay, he has this part in it that was being. I'm saying a few bears that he was saying don't be braggadocious.
I think he maybe because he's so crypto. I feel don't you think he has some Stance boxer briefs, a couple packs of some random startup that are just man of the hour, some weird brand.
Yeah, that's wick away, and it's it's the softest material you'll ever feel in your entire life.
Yeah.
They've been gifting. He's it's an amazing company. It's all made from elephant silk plant.
Yeah.
And you're oh, okay.
Much better for the environment.
Question about Eric. It's he was posed with Anna Wintour, and it was this thing where he was wearing the suit and it was like tailored by who or whatever. But it did feel, I was like, it doesn't look, you know.
It doesn't look good?
It looked good, but I was like, I kind of want him to go more bespoke.
Oh, and be more like three-piece suit and like Wales Bonner and like plaid. And yeah, I mean, it would be cool if he were more like fashion guy.
I mean, so in this like Met photo, him and Tracy, he's wearing this like,
he's the mayor, Lily. He doesn't have time to be
he's wearing this like painted though insane blazer that says end gun violence on the back, which is pretty ironic
because he's a cop.
Yeah. And it's being so like funky, folksy, Ditmas like banner.
Oh, so funny. And it's so AOC in her tax the rich dress at the Met.
End gun violence.
I mean, clothing with messages. That's what needs to end.
It does need to end. Oh, but he says, so his thing about don't brag is like when you start losing the weight.
Oh, yeah.
And this is for you, okay? Is you're going to be tempted to be like, yeah, I look so fucking good. But just some people are not ready.
Yes.
And maybe I'm not ready. So
no, everyone's
don't
on their own journey.
Come at me next week.
No,
saying,
I'm not going to brag about how much weight I've lost next week.
How good your clothes look. But what's funny about that is that he said that no one ever said he looked good. People were just like, you look sick.
And he was like, no. Here's the thing is I actually used to be sick. I mean, that's partly because people get used to you in a certain way.
They want you like that.
Yeah.
Like this little stuffed piggy.
Yeah.
Not a hollowed burrow president.
A beautiful hollowed beep. Okay. You
who
know
are
what?
You in
oh
the book?
Oh, my God. Who am I in the book?
I mean, I think I'm one of the many cops at 4 a.m. getting lasagna.
Yeah. And you ultimately did not adopt the plant-based diet after your colleague Eric Adams asked you to.
And I'm like still suing for my like smoke check. And he's like, who are you? I guess you're Eric Adams now.
Well, now I'm Eric Adams.
But before...
Before I was like, I don't know, like working at that LA clinic.
Or before maybe like you were, you know, at one of the dinners with Eric.
I was Cara Delevingne being
partying,
wasted.
Partying, being wasted and like getting steaks.
Or am
and...
I Moby and his airport porridge? Did you see that
oh
recipe?
Oh my God, airport oatmeal. I almost made that, but I was like, that's disappointing to bring airport oatmeal.
All right, this book is random as hell. I give it 2.5, like, pitta out of
5. I give this 2 stone out of 5 inches. So I need to, like, learn measurements. I don't know. Like, I liked the anecdotes, and I do think it's, like, cool that, like, it's more about health
on the inside
and not weight loss.
Yes, I was blown away by the results aspect of this, and I like that it's, like, pretty bad has nothing to do with aesthetics. Like, he is just
that
only,
is original and cool, I think, of
he's
him.
Only talking about health problems and how food reverses it. Like, that's it. But
the rest I felt were
I'm
a little
confused by why this book exists, why it was published when it was. The recipes are random.
The recipes are super random. Maybe I would like more photos of food. You maybe interviewing more people or something like that, being a little more constituents about it.
And it's and the data is a little bit like, where?
AC1?
Yeah, are you getting this from? And it's
from the Hay House Report.
Random anecdotes.
So, yeah, that's a 2 for me.
2.5, but I'll get back to you next week with the results of my plant-based diet.
Okay, maybe like 4.
And maybe I'll just be like, this is the most important book I've ever written.
Second book in a row where Moby is mentioned, by the way, that we've read.
Okay, we're on a Moby streak.
Yeah.
I'm going to be a strip, if you will. Listen.
Well, things kind of got crazy, I think, because it's a really personal...
This was a really personal journey.
One of the most personal episodes we've done.
Yeah, of history, food, politics, and culture.
And it's scary for everyone, so tensions run high because maybe you're not ready to go plant-based. So just be patient with yourself.
Yes, and be so generous with yourself and take your journey and maybe just start going meatless on a Monday.
Or Wednesday. It doesn't have to rhyme.
Meatless Wednesdays. I think you mean alliteration.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Do you remember when Batali did Meatless Mondays? Anyway, canceled.
Don't forget to come to our show in Britain.
And Chicago.
On 10/18 and 10/7. Buy tickets
and
now.
See us look hollow.
Come see my new hollow cheeks in Chicago on 10/7.
Okay. All right.
Best.
Celebrity Book Club is presented by the Study of Prello Projects. The show is produced by Benjamin Frisch, who's my uncle, who was once 500 pounds and is now 100 pounds, with editorial support from Leon Nafok, Andrew Parsons, Arlena Revelo, and Madeline Kaplan. With a plant-based diet, they are all now also about 50 pounds. Our production manager is Persia Verlin. Our intern is Noah John, original theme song by Stephen Phillips Horst. His music is great to work out to. Artwork by Teddy Blanks at Chips NY, amazing artist. I've never met him, but I've heard good stuff. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at CBC The Pod. Subscribe to your favorite podcast app. Leave us a review. And don't forget to tell your friends about us. Spread the word. And don't forget to go to patreon.com for access to the VIP lounge, recipes, and our exclusive bonus podcast.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Take a pause from your to-do list with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.